Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us today and sharing this music with us. Thank you also to Cornell and Dr. Spinazzola and David Mislanka for letting us take part in this wonderful musical event. We have the great good fortune just down the hill at Ithaca High School of making music together every day. And when you get to do that, in a way you become like family. One of the members of our family lost her mother this past week, and we would like to dedicate the playing of Peace to Sarah Brown Studeville.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. And special thanks to our guests, the Ithaca High School Wind Ensemble and their conductor, Nikki Zowell. Thank you for joining us and for bringing your music to Cornell. It's always such an informative and interesting and engaging experience to interact directly with the composer of music you're preparing. The essence of that interaction is our opportunity as performers to better understand the composer's intention behind the music, the composer's preferences regarding the interpretation and performance of that music. It helps us as performers serve the composer to the very best of our ability. And we, all of us, have had an extraordinary opportunity over the past few days to interact with our guest composer, Mr. David Maslanka. He was present for two of our rehearsals and also two rehearsals with the Ithaca High School Wind Ensemble, and we all benefited so much from that experience. So we're now going to present two of Mr. Maslanka's works. In December, the Cornell family and the global musical community lost Professor Emeritus Karel Husa. Professor Husa was, of course, an award-winning and highly regarded composer, but he was also a dedicated teacher and colleague. CU Winds has commissioned 10 composers to write brief works in his honor and memory, and Mr. Maslanka is the only of those 10 composers who did not work directly with Mr. Husa. That being said, this is our first concert since Professor Husa's passing, and with Mr. Maslanka planned to visit, it seemed appropriate to ask him if he would be so kind as to contribute a piece to this commission. He graciously and generously agreed, and so we now have this lovely musical gift that he's given us, simply titled Husa. We hope you enjoy this piece. It's about 4 minutes in duration. the focus of the majority of our rehearsal with Mr. Meslanka, and certainly the focus in many ways of our rehearsals leading up to this performance, is going to be this next piece. Mr. Meslanka's Eighth Symphony was written in 2008, and to say that it's formidable, I think, would be an understatement. It is quite something, this piece of music. And we've so enjoyed really digging into it over the past few weeks, but primarily over the past two rehearsals, learning how he would like this piece to be performed. And that, of course, shaped our final approach to this concert. So before we perform the work, I've asked Mr. Meslanka to please join us and just say a few words about the piece in addition to what's already in your program note.
Thank you. I want to say thanks to James for making this event possible, and also to Nikki for the wonderful work with the Ithaca High students. It's a very moving experience for me to be invited in, essentially as a stranger. Yes, you know the music, but to come in as an outside person, and suddenly to be in the midst of a musical community. And this is one of the most powerful things that that we can do as people, is to come together and make music. I'll tell you a brief story from my city of Missoula, Montana, which is in the mountains in the west, a small city. Every third year, we have an international choral festival. And some years ago, there came a group from Lithuania, very fine singing ensemble. And their conductor, in introducing the music, told the story of the political situation in that time in Lithuania, which had to do with political oppression. It was dominated by the Soviet Union. He said there was tremendous frustration and anger. And he said that we felt that we had a choice, either to pick up a gun and shoot someone or sing. And he said, we choose to sing. And that little dichotomy, shoot or sing, is the center of what world peace might be about. And you've seen in my program notes for both Mother Earth and for the Eighth Symphony, I've had a long concern for what is happening in the world. I've also had a long time to think deeply about the nature of violence, nature of war, what it is that is in each of us which allows this to come forward and to happen, and also that the center of musical tone, the center of musical tone is peace. And this is a very, very, very moving and interesting issue for me to have discovered that that's what that is. And that's what we are doing here. Each musical tone that we produce is the production of peace. It is peace internally for the people who are making the music. And then it is peace shared with you. And then it is possible to begin to carry that forward. It seems like simple and even a simple-minded thing to say, given the nature of the world that we are living in. And yet it is just such seemingly small and insignificant things that make that profound difference. Now, in the note on the symphony, it said that I had seen images of the destruction of the planet, and I've seen these in my meditation. At the same time, a different image arose. After the images of destruction, there arose the image of a huge clear river of water rising out of the earth and coming to cover the earth. And that was an immediate moment for me saying, aha, this is what is happening underneath. And that large river of clear water is musical sound. All right, I think that's enough to say. Hope you enjoy this music. All right, take care.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.